Hello, we're in a lesson in the topic of the law of love in the system of Adam Rishon. We'll read selected excerpts. We'll continue from excerpt 31. You can watch our lesson on the website and also ask questions there. The law of love in the system of Adam Rishon.
This is a very special law, although it is the primary and most basic of, in all of reality, even so, we don't understand it. First of all, because we used to speak of love as something animal, animate or corporeal, as something that has to do with sex, something that happens between a male and a female, on various levels of animals and people, and it's completely not as we speak of here. The law of love is the law of connection. Connection among parts that reveal themselves as different, that they are not one part, but two. And two means that in each one there is its own ego. And therefore, out of its own nature, it hates the other. It doesn't love the other. It repels the other, and only on condition that it understands that it has to overcome its rejection, its repelling of the other. It's not between a man and a woman, and not even between friends who have some sort of connection. It's just simply between two people. For example, that I have nothing for him, but the closer I get to him, I feel some sort of repulsion. And here, the law of love applies to me. Let's call it a government law. I have to do it. And then we come to a state where I have to follow this law, carry it out. In other words, there cannot be love, but only this relation that is revealed on top of rejection, hatred, distance, disagreement. I just don't want to accept him. I can't accept him. According to my nature, I don't want to touch him. I don't want to look at him. He seems to me like it's better if it didn't exist in my life. And according to this, I have to develop in me, beyond that feeling, powers of connection, necessity to connect, an inclination, a penchant for connection, why, what for, etc. Just imagine what it means to be in love in a spiritual way. I have to explain to myself why I need to get closer to him, why I need to look at him. Instinctively, we reject such people, such qualities, such behaviors. And here I have to specifically reveal gradually, bit by bit, maybe with help from the outside, I have to show my relation to him as an inclination, as a penchant, as an attraction, as an acceptance of everything that is in him as more and more desirable. And this is called love will cover all the crimes. If I have an attraction, an appeal for someone, it's not love, it's not an inclination, it's not even spirituality. Spirituality is revealed only on top of rejection, hatred, distance, not accepting the other. This is why the law of love, as it's written here, the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon can develop, can be revealed only after the hatred is revealed in that system of Adam HaRishon. And then that system is ready for development of the power of love on top of the power of hate. For this reason, the main thing that the Creator did when He created the system of Adam Rishon, connected, and then He broke it. And then, the minute it's broken, we begin to develop. And then, after all kinds of forms of development of billions of years in the still vegetative inanimate, when you start with an ape, and from the ape emerges man, and within man, all kinds of inclinations begin to develop for and against hatred, love. And these are already dependent on the feeling and intellect of that ape, which by that becomes human. Then in people, humans, there are also instinctive things, but they already understand some more, they feel it some more, and they already call it psychology, materialistic psychology, which Bala Salam writes about too. And in this way, we come to learn what is hatred and love. But afterwards, we come to a state where the system that is revealed as disconnections between us, it brings us into such distances, disconnections, and hatred, that we then have to think, how can we exist? Like today, for example, our development thus far was only development as animals, including all of our technological achievements, and in commerce and industry and science and all that, it doesn't matter. We've been developing like animals. Now we have to develop as human beings. Human beings are what we discover, what we reveal on top of the animate level, the speaking level. Adam, meaning Dome, similar to the Creator. When we put on our egoistic tendencies, the system of bestowal and love and connection. And this is why this whole system is approaching correction only now, in the last generation. Everything that's developed before us was as a preparation, so that now we could bring the whole system to the right development, which will be called Adam, man. So, let's ask a few people, what can we do? Alright, Tzafon.
Rav, tell me please, what's this whole story of love and spirituality?
Connection of all the parts of Adam Rishon to bring them all together, and by that we begin to discover how each and everyone belongs only to its own unique place, how each one belongs to its role toward the system, and through this work of connection and activation, operation of the system, we will know the upper force which exists before the system, and we too, by connecting and operating the system, we rise to the level of the upper force and become like it. And this is the height of our development. Kiev.
Thank you, Rav.
Yes, dear Rav,
we are speaking about that love and hatred go together in the spiritual path, and the more hatred we reveal, we'll be able to add love. In the external world, it doesn't happen. Only more and more hate is revealed, and there's no love being revealed with the hatred.
It's because they, the world, have no connection to correction, but only by connecting to us, because they have no other choice. They have to see that we have the cure for living a good life. And all they want is a good life. We yearn to discover the root of reality. They don't care about the root. They care only about what they have in their pockets. This is what it's called. Meaning to profit, to gain, to succeed in everything, and that's it. We need ideology, love, connection, the essence of things, why they exist, what for. They don't. For them, it's all about living a good life. That's it. So we need to bring them the fact that only when they connect to us, they will have a good life. And they will push us forward as the Achap, or toward the Gagalta Einayim, and this is how we will rise together. But in the meantime, we have to make of ourselves the Gagalta Einayim. And they have to get an addition of ego in their development until they become the Achap. And then we will unite, connect, and rise together, Gagalta Einayim and Achap, until to the revelation of godliness to everyone.
But people in the world, do they have any chance to discover love or not? Because they see that they're only seeing more rejection and hatred.
But this is good too. It's good too. The fact that more and more hatred is revealed and inability to achieve any kind of connection, these are already correct discernments. Correct discernments. On one hand, they understand that there's nothing you can do. What can we do? Kill each other? Alright, so they kill each other. The Russians will kill Americans, Americans will kill the Russians. And then what? We don't solve any problem by this. Bit by bit, humanity is discovering that it is facing a deadlock. A deadlock. You see? Everyone's afraid of this situation. Everyone's also afraid that some maniac will suddenly blow up an atom bomb, that they exist in many places today. And then what will happen? Because no one believes anyone anymore. The world is in a very tense state. And how tense? It will get, it is as tense as we will try very quickly to achieve vessels of bestowal. Then when we emerge to the, when we come out to the world and show them the vessels of bestowal, they will see in them, but this is with the help of the upper one, the upper force. They will see in them that there really is in this a way to have a safe and balanced life, and that this life answers all their questions. By this, we will be able to calm their egos so they don't face each other like two kids who want to beat each other up, and they don't have the brains to do it in any other way.
Okay.
But do you see any relief for people in this world that as a result of this pressure they'll feel a connection, a love, even for a moment?
What for? What for? They have to see more and more that they have no solution, not from above, which comes from nature, and not from themselves. They mustn't see that there is any lenience, any ease in the situation. On the contrary, it has to get worse. And it all depends on us, on when we build Gagalta Einayim, the vessels of bestowal, so we can really invite them over for a spiritual ascent together.
To what moment will this tension grow?
Until we put together the Gagalta Einayim, the vessels of bestowal, until we reach the degree of Bina. You understand? And then you, from the degree of Bina, will turn to them and say, come, let's go together. We can rise to a life that is above all the boundaries of life, above life and death. Let's go. When you tell them this, you will tell them this and they will understand. The power of bestowal will be in you.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend is asking, what does it mean to build love above hatred?
It is to build love above the hatred. Very simple. Anything that I see in the other, I see that it's the opposite of my nature, and therefore I hate these qualities. And on the other hand, I love him because the fact that I hate him gives me the possibility to develop love until I cover the hatred that I have for him naturally through love that I found, that I developed in an unnatural way. And then I am in two corrections. Below, there is hatred or coarseness, and above it, the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light. That's the code. And those two qualities as a sandwich are in me. And in this way, I relate to everyone. And likewise, each one. And then we, by this, unite together and use the power of the general ego that the Creator created, in which there is, in this ego, there is already a feeling that it comes from the Creator, from there is none else besides Him. And then, that the power of love comes from the Creator, that it is He Himself. And in this way, we discover both together, because you can't have one without the other.
בסדר.
Okay.
יופי. עכשיו. Good. Africa.
Now, Africa.
Thank you, Rav. We learn about the conditions under which these two parts of reality come to unity. Our question is, within our vessel, who is obligated to bring this awareness of the conditions to the table? Is it the giver or the receiver, or both parts?
לדיון בשולחן המשפיע או המקבל או שניהם ביחד
איזה על השולחן אני לא מבין על מה הוא מדבר
what table what are you talking about
the conditions under which these two parts of reality come to unity we learn about it all the time but the question is whose responsibility is it to raise this awareness of the conditions that these two parts need to undergo in order to come to unity. Is it the giver or the receiver or both parts?
Our acceleration in our development. The more we hurry in doing this development toward love. We, in the end, are responsible for everything. Moscow 7.
Рав, как раз в связи с этим мой вопрос. Вот вы сейчас сказали о том, что люди будут ощущать себя все хуже и хуже.
My question is also about that. You say that people are going to feel worse and worse, to a state that
что между нами есть свой.
We won't feel that there's the quality of bina between us. So the question is, how much time do we have to do this? So people won't come up to us and ask that question. We're suffering and you're not becoming Gelgalta 9.
They can't come to you and tell you they expect you to be Gelgalta 9. They will simply start discovering that they hate you. Just like the Jews were hated. Previously, it wasn't there. They used to be people like any other people. They lived fine until the ego was revealed in people, until the Jews themselves started revealing, instead of the spiritual goal, corporeal goals as well. And then all those things started, like anti-Semitism and so on.
This,
we will also likewise feel how in every place we are not accepted, we are hated. You will say, but we want love, we want connection. Give us an example of anything bad that we did to others. And they will tell you, no, you're a thief, you're a liar, you're twisting, you're manipulating all of reality. You have some sort of, what do they call it? You have some sort of a shadow government that's twisting all of reality, all the world, all the nations. You're doing it on purpose, etc. They will tell you, don't worry, it'll soon come.
Ну, Раф, я понимаю, что значит ощущение человека, когда он идет по улице.
I understand what the feeling of a person walking down the street and everybody relates to him not so good. On the other hand,
насколько быстро это будет происходить?
The question still, how fast will this happen? How much do we need these efforts now so we won't get it negatively?
For now, it all depends on the level of love that we will develop in the tents, not in the world and so on. Let them develop with themselves, with their egos, with their little blows. Let them develop in this. For now, humanity is going through small blows, but inclusive blows, meaning they include the whole world. They are pan blows. The whole world is experiencing them. Wait, you'll see the global blows. The same as there were in Egypt, you'll see those plagues, like the blood and the lice in the frogs. Oh, the ego of humanity has to experience it. This is called the Egyptians, our own egos. This is called Egypt. So these egoistic desires have to experience the blows, the plagues. And correspondingly, we will want to come out. We will see them. I don't want to interpret them exactly. They will come and we will see it as we go. PT 10.
Good morning. I wanted to ask about love in the ten. Not all the friends in the ten feel equally the love in the center of the ten. And we read articles and we're really a ten, we're all veterans, how to fight for every friend, that each one will feel the love and warmth, how to keep this towards every friend and not to lose anyone.
אני לא יודע.
I don't know. You need to try to speak among yourselves and come to some solutions.
אתם קוראים מאמרים, אתם...
You read articles, you know everything. I can't get into it more than that. If I get into it more, then I get into the activities in the group, the states in the group, and then I start getting involved in this, I can't. I'm forbidden to.
In this new period of the virtual period, a lot of people have lost their physical duties they had, and they can't find the way to compensate for it, and it really affects their participation and the relationships. They used to be close to love, they were part of everything, and now disappeared. So how can we as a 10 compensate for it? Do we ask for help? What?
I don't know. A person has to look for a way to add efforts in serving the 10, each and every one.
But let's say each one has a different character, each one has a different mentality. How can a 10 how do I say it? that don't get such a warm attitude from a friend.
I can only suggest dissemination, nothing else. Because if you start pressing everyone in the 10, you will get the opposite results. But dissemination toward the outside world, if you do it correctly, you have an ocean of possibilities and do what you can. I don't know what to say more than that. Okay? All right. Cab U3.
So we Kabbalists, the true Jew, should expect to be persecuted by the Dashiot.
Of course, a Jew is one who yearns for unification, for unity. Unity, Israel, Israel, are those who are directed straight to the Creator. And we, all of us, are like the group that came out of Babylon, out of all of humanity, and wanted to approach unity among themselves and with the Creator. History is repeating itself. Yes. There is nothing special about it. We have to do this. And what happens afterwards? Whatever happens, happens. I don't know. But this is our way.
Thank you, Rav.
Piti 19.
How do we attain love above hatred? It sounds so... How do you attain it, finally? What's preventing us from doing it till today?
Humanity wasn't ready for it. Wasn't ripe. We too weren't ripe. The process we went through over the thousands of years of our development and the process that the group that came out of Babylon went through and somehow passed on to us the method of correction, look at how it got to us. We have yet to discover why it all came out in such an odd way. Why not those people, the Babylonians who came out of Babylon and accepted born Jews out of yearning, out of their Orthodox religion and so on? Why it's working out in this way? We don't know. We only look at people according to their inner desire. Is the Creator directing them toward correction? And they are willing to perform the correction. They accept it, assume it, and carry on.
What's the difference between the love you're speaking about? I mean, not you. Everybody say, I love you, I love your wife, I love...
I told you, the love that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about is connection that comes on top of separation. Or love that comes on top of hatred. If there's no hatred, there's no love. If there's no separation, there's no connection. That's it.
What's the root for that?
The root is the system of Adam HaRishon. I've nothing more to add. You're asking about it? I'm perplexed because you're asking how many times you heard it.
Because to attain love, you need hate first.
Because we are talking about love as the most correct and strongest connection that can be between broken parts. Broken. So, the broken first has to reveal that it's broken, distant, divided, disconnected from the other, even opposed to the other. And then it has to connect.
So the whole thing is to glue everything back together?
Correct. Look at him. That's a great example to how far we are from correction. Now he hears, oh, so we have to get glued to one another, adhere to one another, and in trying to adhere to one another, you begin to discover how much we hate each other.
Okay, I'm starting to understand what this hatred is, from the lack of ability to glue each other.
Now, hatred is already the posterior side of the Creator. It's something great if you came to hatred.
And that's attainment?
It's attainment, sure. I attain what the Creator did. I attain the depth of creation. He created us in such a way that we hate each other. This is something very special.
I didn't know that attainment is the posterior.
You have to attain the achoraim, the posterior, and then upon him, the face, the anterior. There's no light except out of the darkness, as it's written in the Zohar.
Started understanding. Thank you.
Let's hope so. Tomorrow we'll hear it again. But it's good. We learn a lot from you.
Thank you.
You know, it's like there was once a king who had, there was a little boy that he used to, that the king used to smack instead of smacking his own kids. So you are that little boy that we slap. Okay. Last one will be Moscow one.
Where does the line go through where the group can get into person's personal life? Let's say there's a friend about to get divorced. Is it something personal, or can we somehow get in there and influence him? And
well, you can't tell them if you should or you shouldn't. They have to make the final choice between them. But to try to make a domestic peace, it's a great commandment. It's a good deed. Try to do it, but very gently, very subtly. Maybe it should be the work of a psychologist, maybe through people who are close to them. Maybe the parents on both sides try.
Maybe through the women in the tents.
Perhaps, but I'm not sure women can influence a woman. Men can influence women. But women, no. A woman feels in every other woman something that is fundamentally opposed to her. So it's better if men do it. Men for a woman are more of an authority. Try. It's a good thing. To make peace in the family is something good. All right, friends. However we turn it, the clock is ticking. And I see that our friend, Shai, is not cooking, annulling.
Mityabesh.
Yeah, he's drying out.
Hanging dry. Yeah, okay, drying out. So, please.
So, we have a rich schedule today. Sunday, we will start our broadcast at 10 a.m., and with the up till 10:30, then reporters meeting from 10:30 to 11:30, then, pay attention, we have a webinar with Rav in Russian for everybody, translated into all languages from 4 Israeli time to 5, and then the World Yeshivat Chaverim, quarter to 7 to 7:30, and as we heard, we have the ability, the opportunity to give inspiration between tents. So tonight, we are going to connect with another 10 in the Yeshivat Chaverim, with another 10, connect.
Shai, tell me please, Who is responsible for this webinar?
I understand it's a Russian department like you used to have like a year ago or wherever we started with it. Yes, that you used to have constant webinars, and I understand they want to come back to it in some kind of way.
So they drop it on me just like that? Regularly?
I would ask Boris Beletsarkovsky.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. So, Niv? Close the lesson.
And good day, everybody. Let's hear a song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним Устремление едино От Москвы до Сахалина От Чикаго до Читы От Литвы до Алматы От Сиднея до Берлина От Парижа до Пекина Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine